Today, the Church celebrates Tuesday of the 26th week in Ordinary Time, and our Gospel passage today comes to us from Luke chapter 9, verses 51 to 56. When the days for Jesus to be taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there, but they would not welcome him, because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Rejection is one of the most heartbreaking human experiences, especially if it comes from someone who truly matters to us, one whom we have trusted or loved. Rejection can leave us very angry and bitter, or even tempted to retaliate in some way, as James and John wanted to do in today's gospel. Jesus knew this from personal experience when he was rejected by the people of the Samaritan village. He was Jewish and heading for Jerusalem, and that was enough to make them refuse him hospitality. If rejection like this was a regular response of Samaritans to Jews, the enraged response of the disciples was probably a typical Jewish response to Samaritans. How different Jesus' response was to that of his disciples. He rebuked them and then went to another village to proclaim the gospel elsewhere. Jesus was charitable in the face of rejection. That is his way and should be our way too. Who we are and how we relate to others is not decided by how others may treat us. Rather, who we are, even in the face of rejection, is determined by something much deeper, our relationship with the Lord and our efforts to keep living by his mind and spirit.